Being someone who pleases people sounds, on the face of it, like a very good idea. But it's a pattern of behavior riddled with problems, as much for the perpetrator as for their audience. The people pleaser is someone, who might at times be oneself, who feels they have no option but to mold themselves to the expectations of others, and yet harbors all manner of secret and at points dangerous reservations and resentments. They act like the perfect lover when their real feelings are much darker. They give their assent to plans they hate, and they confuse everyone around them by failing to express, in due time, with the requisite courage, their authentic needs and ambitions. Putting it bluntly, we could say that the people pleaser is a liar, a liar, a liar, a liar, a liar. It sounds brutal, but the people pleaser is lying for poignant reasons. Not in order to gain advantage, but because they are terrified of the displeasure of others.
You cannot please everyone in this chapter. The Apostle Paul does some things that he knows are wrong because he's trying to please a certain group of people, and no matter what he does, these people aren't going to be pleased. And so he's really even wasting his time trying to compromise and reach an olive branch to these people who have no interest in what is right, and they're not going to be happy no matter what. And so we just need to understand that you can't please everyone. People try to compromise their beliefs because they think they can make everyone happy. You're not going to be able to make everyone happy. You have to just do what's right and let the chips fall where they may, and not spend your life trying to please people. It's just not going to work. You can't please all the people all the time.